introduce the thing.
Which one of us counts as two people?
Exactly.
I'm going to say it's us four and Kristen. Or is it Skittles? Skittles and Kristen put together make up the fifth person.
Kristen is always in our hearts. Skittles, on the other hand, is always out of there. I can't think of a good name for else.
Skittles? Maybe we'll combine them into one.
Hang on.
Welcome to Impedcast, our E3 Presser Roundup.
That's pretty good. Anyway, yes, welcome to NPCast. As we mentioned, we are here at E3. We've been to the conferences. You heard them as well. These are our reactions. See if they match up with ours. And if not, you can make fun of us later. We probably won't even know about it. So, let's go down the list. Microsoft was yesterday. Why don't we hit them first? Everybody else seems to love beating up on them. And not without reason.
They're an easy target. Come on, that press conference was terrible.
Oh, God.
They set the bar for, because I've been here now for 5 years, that is the worst, absolute worst press conference I have ever seen in my years in E3.
Oh yeah, it was pretty embarrassingly bad. I didn't expect a whole lot from them. I pretty much knew they were going to rely on, you know, Halo, Gears of War, Call of Duty, whatever the hell the last one was.
Shooters, and more shooters. All of our blockbusters are shooters.
Yeah.
What about us who don't play shooters?
And don't get me wrong, I like shooters. It's just a complete lack of surprises. That I think was one of their big problems.
They had surprises. They surprised me with how much they could suck.
Well, okay, yeah, I was getting to that. The part where they had actual objective problems was debuting the technology side of it. Of course, everybody knows by now Project Natal has a new name. The Kinect.
Play Center.
Ah, yes. Also good. Yes, the Kinect with a K-I instead of a C-O-N.
Okay. God, kinetic.
Yeah. You know, that would have been a much better name for it. But, seriously, what else is there to say about this ridiculous piece of crap?
I don't know, but podcasts are difficult when I can't tell the pause button from the fast forward.
I assume fast forward is on the right.
That was a reference to their.
Oh.
For those people who can't use a remote, you can now talk to your TV.
Yes.
Xbox, pause. Because I don't know how to pause it with a remote.
Podcast, go back through there and delete all the dead air while making all of us sound like movie stars.
We already do.
Some of us do, anyway. But, yeah,
some of us only sound like movie stars when we say our catchphrase. Roku!
Skittles! That'll do. But, seriously.
We didn't.
We've gone all the way through and we haven't even told you who the hell you're listening to.
Because you pissed me off and then I had to go grab a root beer and you tried for like 5 minutes to introduce the podcast and kind of failed.
Yeah, why not? Here's what we'll do. We'll do the introductions. We'll splice that in earlier. That'll be that won't be too hard. That's kind of
crazy. You say that like I feel like editing this thing. You know, what is it? Midnight 49 real people time?
It doesn't have to be edited right now. As long as we can record it right now.
Well, I want to get it up tonight.
So
please don't take that out of context.
This has gone from random cast to rambling cast.
Well, you want random.
I think it's even better that way.
You want random, you got random. Okay, look, here's the story, folks.
Rambling cast.
Rambling, right, whatever. Okay, there's four of us here. The talkative one, you all know, is Derek, a.k.a. Roku. Go ahead and say something.
Hello.
There we go.
I'm surprised you didn't say Skittles.
Well, you know, you can't say Skittles all the time. He's got to expand his repertoire, you know.
Hello, Skittles.
Thank you.
He's doubled his vocabulary. You all know Jordan Jackson, Jay Sensei.
What's up, Kristen?
He didn't have to go home, he'd never leave. And the resident audiophile, and the guy that makes the rest of us look relatively normal by comparison, TJ Condon, nerd boy himself.
I also make everyone look really short by comparison.
Seriously, this man is huge. You have no idea.
He towers above us all.
He's a giant. He could eat me whole.
Don't take that out of context.
Hey, you're... Damn it. I hate you so much right now.
We just had too much connected Skittle.
Seriously.
I have had too much leftover Pad Thai and root beer.
Yeah, we're all operating off of leftover Chinese food and...
Thai, damn it. Thai.
You know what?
Thai.
It's rice and beef. You know, I can't tell
you got beef fried rice. We went with something a little bit more out there.
Like what?
Massaman curry.
Which is what, exactly?
Coconut milk and curry powder. Yeah.
Right.
Boy.
Okay, yeah.
Flavor Flav.
Really? Flavor Flav? That's where we're going with this?
Absolutely.
Yeah, really.
Right. Moving right along.
So let's go back to the
podcast
at
the end of the universe.
Microsoft
press conference.
Yeah,
AKA,
yeah.
Sup, Kristen?
AKA Disastro Bowl.
So let's talk about what was good about it, because there was some good stuff.
Yeah, there was Ryan slicing up a watermelon. I like that.
That was awesome.
That was, yeah.
I'll confess, yeah. Look, Metal Gear Solid, it's right. I know there's all driving. Yeah. That actually looks,
buying it for PS3.
Yeah, that actually looks kind of cool. I'll give him that.
Props to Kojima for managing to weasel his way into all three presses.
Well, see, he didn't actually, I mean, he was just mentioned the other one, right?
He was mentioned in the Sony, he was on stage in the Microsoft, and he was on video in the Nintendo.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Kind of like last year, actually. He showed up at Doom, I was mentioning the third one. But yeah, Kojima is everywhere.
Dead air.
Yep. I'm sorry, I didn't know how to sing.
Well, we're trying to think of other positive things to say about the Microsoft press conference, and
we're just coming up dry.
That chunk of dead air happened.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, but there was all the jokes that we could make about it. That's good stuff.
Yeah,
that's
we had
right.
some really fun Mystery Science Theater time, and the chocolate croissants they gave us were very good.
They did feed us. They gave us coffee.
Delicious.
I like their blueberry muffins. I'll give them that much. They have a good catering service. This was in the overflow room, mind you. I don't know what the rich people got.
They got 360.
Yeah, exactly. They got 360s. Everybody gets a 360. Jesus Christ.
And everyone loses their journalistic integrity.
They pulled a Saturn and an Oprah in the same 2 minutes. That's gotta be some kind of record.
Thank you for going directly to my notes. I can pull out the rest if you like.
Well,
let's
hey.
Other there was another
well, it really encapsulated what happened, right? They desperately needed an applause line, so I hear... Have some free stuff.
I think the coup d'etat at the end was just the best part was we're going over there, Forza Motorsport. Like, when you go to the car show, you can't actually get in the car, but in Forza, you can.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Really? So I'm going to pretend to get in the car because I can't do that at a car show. I can't pretend that I'm sitting in it because, you know, I think I can. But I won't be pretending.
Oh, yes.
I'm getting a whole lot more than this, and the things I'm looking at, honestly, I'm not all that excited by brakes. I don't see, like, carbon brakes, but carbon brakes! Oh my god, those are gorgeous!
Oh, it was just ridiculous. Zooming in on the engine
stuff. If you stare long enough, you can actually see the chemical formula for the metals used in the exhaust manifold. That's a sentence that means nothing to anyone.
Seriously, he just said that, and I have no idea what he just said, because I started blanking out after about the third word.
Headlights do get kind of ratings.
We should
take it to the other room, Austin!
Wow.
Da-da-da-da.
But, yeah, they use this... Look, I'm gonna be honest here, I like the idea of the technology, I like the idea of voice-activated stuff, motion-capture stuff, they're just using it in completely asinine ways. They did not show me they have a plan for any of the stuff they showed on stage.
You know what? I have to agree with Sony on this one. Who wants to pretend their hand is a gun? What is this? Third grade? You. I'm just not digging this whole thing as you are the controller.
Well, the whole thing is the controller is meant for actions you can't easily replicate. Like, well,
everything.
Well, take driving, for instance. You mind the steering wheel. Okay, how do you accelerate? How do you brake? How do you, I don't know, pull a handbrake or on a drift or how? I don't know what the hell you do in a driving game other than accelerate and brake and turn, but how do you do...
How do you shoot the damn blue shells?
Okay, there you go,
that's
yes.
The only other thing you really need to do in a driving game, because the only driving game worth playing is Mario Kart. That's right, Mario Kart. Not Forza, not Gran Turismo, Mario Kart.
What's that, not bad? That's a big RPG game.
You can inspect the headlights and brakes.
That's right. And get into it. And it's just like you're in a car. Except you're still in your living room. Except, wait, no, you're not. You have to stand. Because nobody is clear on if this thing actually works while you're sitting. I'm sure they say it does. I'd like to see it. I don't think it's going to happen that way.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
They did show one RPG, this thing from Bethesda that looks a whole lot like Monster Hunter.
And Fable. They showed Fable. That's an RPG.
Yeah.
Fable 3.
They showed Fable.
There were a lot of other RPGs too, but they were kind of in the shooters.
Like what? Oh!
We're all wrong, Drink.
Golf clap?
Golf clap.
Seriously, well done.
Sweet.
All right. Everybody loves a good work.
Yes.
Reference.
That was great. Like, best movie of all time. So, let's say we move on to Nintendo then. We done beating up on Microsoft?
We've gone from the worst press conference ever to quite possibly the best press conference ever.
This is a Nintendo showing that I've only been to like two E3s counting this one, so I really can't speak, but all indication is that Nintendo hasn't had this strong a showing in years.
Not since they announced the Wii, which that was actually a really, really good year for them. Despite the fact that I think they have Kingdom Come with them. I think Kingdom came the next year. And this year, no done way. They benched her right where she belongs. Nowhere near that stage. All we have was Reggie coming out there looking badass and this is how badass we are. There was a little bit of, yeah, we sold a whole bunch of stuff. But
yeah,
more than anything, he just came out and just said, these are the games that we're going to be bringing out. These are the games that you're going to be buying. And yeah, Nintendo is the best.
They scratched a lot of itches with their fan base. And you know, say what you will about the early showing with Shiggy trying to demonstrate, you know, the new Zelda game. There were some snags there. The bow obviously went way out of whack. He was having trouble aiming. It was clear that that wasn't quite ready for a show flooring, but they picked it up in a big way. They only got stronger as the show went on.
We're already seeing a lot of innovation though. We have a beetle. What the hell is the beetle doing there? That's pretty awesome.
It's like a fly-by-wire kind of a external manipulative thing.
Yeah, the beetle thing
there's
did
a
look
whip.
Cool.
Now, my granddad whip has turned up again once in the train game.
Spirit Tracks?
Spirit Tracks, yes. That game was so bad I don't remember its name anymore. But this is the first time we have a whip in a 3D game, and I think it's going to be awesome. Plus, they don't know what else they're going to put, so maybe for the first time ever, they might actually innovate just a little tiny bit.
It's not impossible.
Then we had...
Kirby Made of Yarn.
Yes, Epic Yarn.
Epic Yarn. And aside from the worst intro to that, you know, spin a new yarn. Why are we talking about yarn? This is the most ridiculous...
Oh.
You see, one time... One allusion to, you know, crafting a new Kirby game from whole cloth, and I'm like, okay, he's just using
a portrait.
He's just using a simile. The second time he did it, I'm like, oh god, is this a theme?
Quit beating that horse.
And then you start seeing the stitching through what looked like a backdrop, and you're like,
Wilbur,
my god.
Hit me again.
It's turning into Yoshi's story.
But you know what? As weird as it looks, it's a platformer, it's Nintendo, it's probably going to be fun. You know what? be buying it.
I saw Kirby as a tank shooting missiles at dudes. I'm pretty sure that works for me. Although, interestingly...
A tank made of yarn!
Yeah. Oh, interestingly, you didn't actually see him suck a dude up and swallow it, or whatever it is he usually does. None of that. It was just running around with the yarn thing.
Also not taking out of context.
Hey, come on. It's Kirby. You have to sort of just bite your... You have to bite your tongue and go with it, alright?
You see, if I were particularly daring, I would be inserting audio of Mel Brooks and Rick Moranis and whoever played Colonel Sanders chanting, "Suck! Suck! Suck!"
While we're on the topic of platformers, we also have a brand new Donkey Kong Country, and it is on the
Yes, that was
Donkey
a big surprise.
Kong. Bad ass.
Well, that looked
Rare
great.
Is doing this. They did the Metroid
No. Rare did the old ones.
Or not Rare, I'm sorry, Retro. Retro is doing
Retro?
This.
Yeah, right.
They did the Metroid Prime game. Now they're doing Donkey Kong. And they're actually showing how the Wii can look pretty. Because The only thing bad about Zelda is it's really showing that the Wii is not HD. It is really like a GameCube and a half, like duct taped together. That when they go to graphics like this that are kind of more cartoony, it really looks pretty. The Donkey Kong is one sexy looking game.
There was one stage of the new Donkey Kong that they showed off that actually had the entire foreground with DK and Diddy running through it in complete shadow, except for like Donkey Kong's tie and a sunset in the background. Like you've got no light coming from behind the actual view of the camera. Everything's just blowing out the light from the back, and it just created this really interesting kind of visual sensation. Kind of minimalist on one level and on another level very deep.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah, it was very pretty looking, and it looks like it'll actually be really fun. This was Nintendo basically won E3 with 2D platformers. And you know what? I'm sort of fine with that.
Absolutely.
And they still delivered some RPGs. We have Golden Sun.
Oh yeah,
that's
really fun.
Pretty awesome. We all agree about that.
Oh yeah, Epic Mickey looked really good. I was actually surprised that they had that they're that far along. I mean, they started talking about it what, a year ago, 2 years ago?
Last year.
Last year. Okay, yeah. And you know, if we're gonna get the gay jokes out of the way, I love Warren Spector. Seriously, he has built infinite credit with me. That's how much I'm willing. That's how. I don't know where I'm going with this, but long story short, that man is awesome. I love what he's doing with it. I don't have a Wii, but if I did, that would probably be the first. That's probably a day one purchase.
Don't keep that out of context.
You know what? You take that out of context all you want. Warren Spector is awesome.
Very good.
And what else do we have? Metroid.
Metroid, yeah.
Really, really damn good. It's a little rail shooter, but aside from that, you know what? I don't care.
I'm not sure if it
looks awesome.
I'm not sure if it was trying to be more of a 3D actioner or like a 2D side scroller that occasionally went like, tried to do the Contra thing and had you go forward, or I don't know what the deal was.
With Metroid and the Prime series, it was always kind of a synthesis of that.
Yeah. I mean, I've sort of been out of the loop. I haven't played a Metroid game since Super Metroid, so I don't really have any experience.
Last movie!
I know. Sorry. That's the breaks. But, yeah, it looked really good in motion. It was good to see it.
We also have Wii Party, which, a little on the NES side, and it's not quite as good as the old Mario Party game.
It's a little on the Mii side.
Yeah.
It might be worth buying if you're married. Like, me.
As he demonstrates his wedding band to people on the podcast who can't see it.
But people in the room can. They also had some new sports game with Mario, and anybody who's played like Mario Tennis will know that Mario Tennis is a lot of fun. Now Mario is going to be playing
volleyball, basketball,
and
dodgeball.
I saw hockey, yeah.
Hockey and dodgeball. Yes, please. That was awesome.
Oh, that should be
That's
fun,
a must-buy.
Yeah.
It really is.
Let's see. Was there anything else noteworthy? GoldenEye, yeah. You know, it didn't look that great, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun once they actually have a good multiplayer demo up and actually try this game. Because let's face it, that was the go-to game for people that didn't get their shooter on the control, on the computer. It's pretty much the first big console multiplayer shooter.
And even those who did get their shooter on computers, back in those days, I was a PC gamer with my 600 megahertz Pentium 3. Oh yeah, and it was the best computer in the whole damn school. It really was.
Oh yeah. I'll tell you this much though.
Hours of gold medal.
There is one rule every player is going to adopt the second they get their hands on it. It was the same rule no matter where you went. No odd job. Thank you.
I could still probably draw a map of the facility, or no, the complex.
The complex. Oh yeah.
God.
Should we go into the 3DS then? That was pretty much the last big
thing. 3DS was ugly, but gorgeous.
I don't think it's that ugly.
It's two-tone and terrible. Actually, it's three-tone. The bottom layer is like one shade of red, and there's this middle shade, the middle part that's another shade of red, and the other's black. What the hell? Make it one color. Just one damn color, Nintendo, then it'll be pretty. Make it like any other system. Make it green, make it white, make it black, make it whatever you want. Don't make it three damn colors. Other than that, it's so
every other part of this two colors, what do you want about?
They're ugly. They're ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly.
You kids and your aesthetics.
Hey, I'm an Apple fan. I want my stuff to look pretty.
Which means we don't have to listen to a damn thing he says. Anyway, 3DS
snap.
Uses a really, really slick trick to create a glasses-free 3D experience on the top screen. It has a whole lot to do with nerdy things and like light parallax. Polarization and parallax.
Bunch of technical stuff nobody really understands, but everybody thinks it's cool.
We just like saying parallax.
Parallax is a really cool word. Seriously, parallax, try it.
Skittles and Sup Kristen.
Sup Kristen is now me. We heard it here first.
But we also have Kid Icarus, which for years I've been coming to E3 saying, it's coming. It's coming. And every year, no mention. I go home defeated. Because there was no Kid Icarus. Finally, I said, you know what? I'm tired. No damn Kid Icarus coming. I'm not even gonna wish for it this time. What do? They give me Kid Icarus on the 3DS. And even though it wasn't announced at E3 today, other things with 3DS, we have Mario Kart coming. We have
Pilot Mario. Wings.
Pilot Wings.
Nice.
I have been longing for a new Pilot Wings for the better part of a decade.
I played the hell out of that game back in the day. Everybody did.
Ocarina of Time.
Remade for the 3DS.
That would just be so wow. It's the must-have system, but only if you get the black on black on black, because the other ones are...
They must be black like your soul.
I actually prefer orange. Nobody ever makes orange consoles. They haven't made orange since the GameCube. Why don't they make orange? It's pretty. I have cinnamon.
I have nothing to say to that.
It was good!
Right.
Nobody else likes orange.
Anyway!
Moving on to Sony, apparently.
No, I just burped up in bed, Kyle. Hold on.
That's alright.
Sony.
Yeah, Sony.
Sony was all about 3D, and that's all great if you have a 3D TV, like the six people who have 3D TVs, and none of whom are here.
Have they even made six 3D TVs? I refuse to believe that.
I've seen six. But nobody else hasn't yet, but the thing is, I'm actually glad they're doing this because somebody has to push the content, because nobody will buy or make 3D TVs if there's no content. And Sony is going to lead the way and make it happen.
Well, I guess you gotta start sometime. And to be fair, well, I mean, the effect wasn't really good. We were kind of sitting on an angle in the theater. But if you're looking at it head on, it does create a convincing effect. I can see it being used to good effect in some games. Killzone 3 was one of the first, it was the first 3D game that they showed. It did look pretty good. I mean, I don't have a PS3. I really don't care about Killzone. It's a mediocre franchise, to be honest. But it did look good. It's a nice baseline for what the tech can accomplish.
I want to see Wipeout.
That should be really cool.
That would be great. Gran Turismo even in 3D looks pretty cool. But you can't inspect the headlights and brakes. I'm done with it.
I want to look at the heart of this fire-breathing beast.
The other thing that I actually really liked about the press conference amazingly known, is the new 4K service for PlayStation Network. Now, I actually am too damn cheap to pay for Xbox Live.
Mm.
I don't want to pay for gold, because I don't want to have to pay to play games personally. But with this service, you'll get a free game every month, including Wipeout for the first month. A game that I always wanted to play, but never got around to dropping $20 for. So you're going to get games every month, as long as you have your subscription, plus other stuff. And we don't know what the other stuff is, but you're going to get games. And that's actually really cool, because a lot of people just don't feel like putting points on the PS3 and then buying these things.
Yeah, the point system is, no matter how it's implemented, it's just another step between actually purchasing the product. It's more crap to keep track of, to be honest. I'm not a fan of it. But it's not a bad move. It's just a sign of the times. Premium content means more money. It's that simple.
It kind of seems like a Steam-based thing, almost. Like, it downloads, but you only play it through the
client.
Through the client cloud, but not through... It doesn't download to you like a regular app. So I think that's actually... It'll be a very good thing. I can see a lot of gamers actually getting behind this. Even cheapskates like me who didn't want to get behind Xbox Live Gold.
Yeah. Speaking of Steam on consoles, you want to jump ahead of the Portal thing? That's a nice little segue there.
Portal 2 is going to be best on PS3, according to them. They originally
wanted
to have some event for E3, and they canceled it due to some surprise. They didn't say what the surprise was.
Mm.
The surprise is it's going to show up at Sony press conference.
Yeah.
That really was the only surprise of the entire press conference.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I liked Portal. I'm going to be honest here. I played it once. I got through the puzzles. I did not look back. I mean, it was fun while it lasted. I liked the writing. I liked the environments. I liked the little twist they did later on. I mean, I don't want to spoil it for those who haven't played it, but you know what I'm talking about. When you think you're done, but you're really not done. I like Portal, but it's not a game I go back to. That said, I am looking forward to it. They showed some of the levels there. They showed a small hint of the gameplay with the, you know, obviously the Portal gun again. They didn't show any new mechanics or anything, so I don't know what they have planned, but I am gonna check it out.
That's probably one of the only must-have games. They ended on Twisted Metal, which we all kind of knew was coming with the Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah.
And Twisted Metal, I think, might be worth buying. For those of us like, who grew up with Twisted Metal 1 and 2,
those are
right downhill from there. Twisted Metal Black was...
Twisted Metal 3 confirms my long-standing theory that any game, any entertainment medium with Rob Zombie or his music in it, turns absolutely to utter fail.
Well, plus they also had a different development house make
for the film. Yeah, that was
good. Which is a lot of white stuff. Especially with Black.
Yeah. I never actually played Black, but I heard Nick review.
Yeah, Black was kind of gritty, which was good, but the game was it wasn't good.
Yeah. Well, that's too bad. I car combat games were big back in the day. I liked Twisted Metal 2, I liked It was Vigilante 8, wasn't it? The other one?
Vigilante 8.
That was a good one. That was a lot of fun. But yeah, not much really since then. So, you know, I liked what I saw. Not really enough to where it's really high on my list of things to buy. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fun for multiplayer. They debuted some interesting mechanics, but it's not really a priority.
Well, let's get into the news. We didn't really talk about Frontback.
That's pretty much the last big thing that, I mean, it's not the last thing, but it's the big thing that PlayStation wanted to talk about, or something like that.
PlayStation Move is going to be basically Wii Motion Plus, but even more precise.
Yeah.
I like that. Wii Motion Plus is good, but there aren't new games really needed. Sony is going to make sure that you can use it a lot, and it looks like it will actually work. It'll do what they say it will, and if it does, I'm down.
Yeah, in my opinion, it looks more... It's still not really one-to-one motion, but I think the Move looks closer to it than Wii Motion Plus.
And it's a little bit expensive, but actually not too break-the-bank-ish.
Yeah.
So if you actually read their press release from GDC, at most, you only have to buy 6 peripherals. Well, plus the camera. So 7 peripherals. Because it can only recognize 4 Move controllers, 4, 2 move controllers and 2 navigator controllers. You can't actually have 4 moves and 4 navigator controllers.
It's actually funny hearing the announcement. You can get the move for $49.99.
Yes, and everybody cheered. 4
from the crowd. And the navigator controller for $29.99.
And then a collection. Oh. Yeah, collective blown. That was amusing.
We all knew that was coming though, because they announced that a month ago. But we all kind of forgot.
Well, yeah, it's easy to forget when you're sitting there. They're trying to distract all the graphics.
They're trying to roll up the excitement. They're trying to get everyone lost in the moment.
Yeah, pretty much. It's too bad, really. Yeah, you know, I mean, Sony, they definitely didn't come close to Nintendo in terms of presentation, but they did a decent job.
I think they did a really good presentation. Actually, I think even better than Nintendo in some ways, because they actually were amusing.
Oh, yeah, I'll give you that.
I mean, they sold a lot better. Reggie's a great speaker, he has a lot of charisma, but at the same time, he just kind of stands up like a wall and just talks at you with these fierce eyes that burn into your soul.
I think
Sony just kind of makes
the
you.
Big Daddy Pizza is here for Nintendo. Or whatever.
He needs to like beat somebody up on stage just once.
You know,
just
we were talking about benching candy. Somebody thought perhaps Reggie would actually go up there and bench press candy. Because I get the feeling he probably could.
Yeah, I'd buy that for
he's
a dollar.
He certainly could.
The Reginator's a beast.
He is. He's crazy. He looks like he'd just do it.
A wild look at his eyes. And then you get like Sony, they come
this
out.
This is Reggie Bizame from Nike. Just do it.
Sony just went ahead and made fun of everybody else. They made fun of Nintendo. They made fun of Microsoft. Well, that was hard. They made fun of people and it was funny. So they get props for that. And as always, Sony gives you food and food.
Gotta admit, that works really well.
It never hurts to liquor up your crowd before you send them in to write reviews about your stuff.
Nowhere near as tacky as just giving them a $300 machine.
Well, I think directly giving them mind-altering substances. I mean, obviously it's not as expensive a bribe, but in some ways it's more effective of one.
And gourmet food.
And gourmet food, yeah. I'm gonna laugh for the first time one of those giving out 360 just bricks on somebody.
Red ring!
Yep. It's gonna happen.
Oh, how hilarious would that be?
Good times. Good times. So, we covered Microsoft, Nintendo, Sony. Anybody got anything else they want to bring up?
I think anything about the Exhibit 4 should be held until our next podcast.
That sounds like a smashing good
we'll
idea.
We'll cover them all at once.
Like a grand
so with
time.
That, I guess we're going to have to close our first Ramblin' cast. Ramblin' in P-cast. See y'all tomorrow.
On the morrow, folks.
Ramblin'
be there.
Ramblin' in L.A. Nobody rambles in L.A.
He's a ramble man.
Yeah. Right. For Random NPC, this is John, Derek, Jordan, and TJ.
I just want to hear how many times you're going to outro this podcast.
We can do 4 now.
We can do more if you like. We can make it. We can do the Lord of the Rings thing and have like 20.
The Lord of the Rings ending.
Why not? Seriously. We're only at like minute 33. We've got about.
I mean, we're going to have some Ents in here because I don't want to have to deal with the pollen.
Those dudes take forever to say
and
anything.
After that
won't work.
To go with the Wayne's World ending.
Ah, yes. Love the Scooby-Doo ending.
Let's see who you really are, ending.
I should
Dr. Theopolis? And the concessions guy? Don Knotts? Alright, hit the button, Frank.
Yeah. I am the button.
Bye-bye.